Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and blessings unto Israel. Hallelujah. All glory, all praise, and all honor belongs to the Most High. Hallelujah. Bless you all, Israel. Hallelujah. To the beloved of Yah, those of you who are called to be saints, hallelujah. Glory to you. I want to give honor to the Most High. Hallelujah. For all things, allowing us to be here right now to see another day. Hallelujah, to be redeemed. Hallelujah. It's just an honor and a privilege to be here with you. I'm Elder Donnie, your host this evening on the Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. This is the Brothers segment, and I'm your host for the evening, and it's a joy and a pleasure and a privilege to be here with you. So I bless you all. Hallelujah. And I say thank you for the sound checks. As I see, I got tens coming in. So it looks like we're good to go. Glory to the King, but I won't hold you up anymore. I just wanted to see how you think you're doing out there this day. Hallelujah. Pray that you all are encouraged and charged up and excited. We live in some very interesting times. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful that the Most High is revealing himself even more so to us as his people, as his chosen people. Hallelujah. And thankful that our eyes are not blinded to what's actually going on. Hallelujah. So this should be a time we should all be encouraged to be seeking after the Most High Yah in a greater measure than ever before. Hallelujah. Our salvation is nigh. It's closer now than when we first believed. Hallelujah. And if we believe that Yeshua, the Master, hallelujah, is coming back, then how should we be living? Hallelujah. Shouldn't our lifestyles reflect that of fear and of trembling? Holiness, should we not be washed? Should we not be striving every single day for perfection? Hallelujah. So bless each and every last one of you this day. And I'm just grateful, hallelujah, grateful to be in this way, to be in this walk, hallelujah, through all the trials, through all the temptations, and through all that we have to deal with as saints. It's inevitable that we're all going to deal with it. We're all going to go through things. But it's just good to know that we have an advocate, hallelujah, with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, in which we all learned about yesterday in a greater measure, and how the sacrifice that the Most High made, hallelujah, in clothing himself in flesh. We're talking about a man who knew no sin, but he took on the sins of all of us, Israel. Hallelujah. And I'm just grateful for it. And I'm so glad we have a shepherd that we do, Charles Dow, who feeds the flock in the way that he does. I'm telling you, it was a powerful, powerful message on yesterday. A lot of keys, a lot was given to us on yesterday. But it's always good to reflect on the Messiah. Hallelujah. I don't think he gets enough credit in this day and hour. Hallelujah. He can never get enough. We can never thank him enough. Hallelujah. But we can do what we can, and we should always give thanks and always be thanking him, thanking the Father for him. Hallelujah. So it's a beautiful thing, Israel, my family, my true, true family. Glory to the King. I'm going to go ahead and read a couple things to us as we get started here. Let's see what we have. From Psalms 119 this time. Switch it up a little bit, all right? Glory to the King. Bless you all in the chat room. I see you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory to the King. All you who decided to be here this evening, hallelujah, like the saying go, you could have been anywhere in the world, literally. You could have been surfing the net. You could have been, choosing to do whatever, but you chose to be here this evening. Hallelujah. So bless you all. Psalms 119, 111 says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. For they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform your statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word." Hallelujah. "Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Wow, lot said there, right? But how many of us really truly fear? How many many of us really tremble at the Most High? And how many of us are afraid of his judgments? You know, that's a real question that we need to ask ourselves individually, things that we need to reflect on and meditate on. Is the true fear of Yah really dwelling upon this earth in this hour right now? Or are men going about doing their own things and too haughty and too prideful to even consider the Most High? Hallelujah. We see what happened to kings. We see what happened to people that were too prideful and too haughty, how the Most High dealt with them. But this is for you, Israel, his people. Hallelujah. And what I have is very simple and it's very easy to comprehend. But it was just something dropped in my spirit. And I believe we all, no matter who we are, we need to really consider it and really reflect on it. I keep hearing pride, haughty. I keep hearing, you know, just this arrogance and just lifted up. A prideful people. Are we that? Are we that prideful? Do we not see? You know, it's easy to see, to look at the faults of others, you know, and point the finger. But let's look at a closer look at ourselves individually and see. Let me read a couple things here. Well, one thing I'll read, pride. Someone that is elevated to a higher position. Pride, a lifting up of one's self. So someone who's lifted up on their own, by their own merit, by their own might and their own power, quote unquote, it's a prideful person. We all know prideful people. We look at Sirach chapter 10, starting at verse 12. It says, the beginning of pride is when one departed from Yah. So the beginning of pride right there is showing this. When someone departs from Yah and goes away from him, it's showing how pride and how haughty one is. And his heart is turned away from his maker. How many times we've seen, you know, folk leave the ministry justified in their sins, blinded to their sins, don't even know, given over to a reprobate mind, people that will not change, people that will not turn, so prideful and so haughty, always pointing the finger at others. This one did that, or this one did that. We just heard, you know, Brother Kabir's story of how he was dealing with Leslie and how this particular person had, you know, built up an offense in his heart, blame shifting, you know. How many people that we've known over the years have gone away just because of pride, departed from Yah? They're not even amongst us no more. It was made manifest that they were not even with us in the beginning anyway. And Sirach 10:13 says, for pride is the beginning of sin. So it's a very, very dangerous thing, right? To be lifted up on your own and to build yourself up, to be puffed up. And he that had it shall pour out abomination. So nothing good comes from pride. And therefore the master brought upon them strange calamities and overthrew them utterly. So that's why when you hear our shepherd say, he always often talk about, show me, you know, show me the ones who left. Y'all show me how to do this thing. Show me how to live righteously. Show me how to live a holy, set-apart life in the eyesight of the Most High. They can never do it. They can never get together. They can never show any fruit. Only calamity come about, and it just overthrown. Verse 14 says, Yahweh hath cast down the thrones of proud princes dead. Hallelujah. And we've seen that before, right? In the word. Yahweh hath plucked up the roots of the proud nations and planted the lowly in their place. We look at this world right now. We look at, just in the United States, we look at Trump, right, who's leading this thing, the president of this particular country. See how prideful and how arrogant this man is, right? Nobody can tell him nothing. He got it all, you know. And that's another thing about a man like that has all his world's good at his possession. He don't give a shit about nobody. His money is his God. The Most High showed me that a long time ago. How these people, man, they when people have all of these resources and money and things at their disposal, why would you even need Yah? Why would you need him? That doesn't cause you to become low. That doesn't cause you to become humble and abased because you trust in your riches. But you look at this character, this particular man, this individual, so haughty. How can somebody reach him? The Most High can. And we've seen how he humbled King before. We've seen how he's humbled great men of great stature and position and brought them down low to the ground. Hallelujah. He's able to do it. Verse 16 says, Yahweh overthrew countries of the heathen and destroyed them to the foundations of the earth. He took some of them away and destroyed them and had made their memorial to cease from the earth. So there's no more memory of them. Pride was not made for men. You hear that? Let me read that again. Pride was not made for men, nor furious anger for them that are born of a woman. So these are not even meant to be. They that fear Yahweh, and especially not Israel, they that fear Yahweh are a sure seed, and they that love him an honorable plant. They that regard not the law are a dishonorable seed. They that transgress the commandments are a deceivable seed. Right? Among brethren, he that is chief is honorable. So are they that fear Yahweh in his eyes. The fear of Yahweh goeth before the obtaining of authority. Hallelujah. But roughness and pride is the losing thereof. Hallelujah. Whether he be rich, noble, or poor, their glory is the fear of Yahweh. You keep hearing this, right? The fear of Yahweh, the fear of Yahweh. It is not meet to despise the poor man that hath understanding. Neither is it convenient to magnify a sinful man. Great men and judges and potentates shall be honored, yet is there none of them greater than he that feareth Yahweh. Hallelujah. So all of the things that, you know, people have accomplished or you think you've accomplished or things that you think you are, none of that means anything. We see how he gives grace unto the humble. We see how he deals with them who are a low estate. Hallelujah. See, because he can deal with them. Can't deal with somebody who's already puffed up. And a lot of times, a lot of us, we come into this walk, we come into this way, still with that heady mindset, that haughty mindset. And if we check you on it, correct you on it, you still would not admit it. You still won't. So who can really break you down? Only Yah can do it, and he will. And I seriously believe that he is going to do so. He's not going to come back for no haughty people, for no people who've got it all. You see people come all the time to this ministry. They want to tell. They've just been in the ministry a few months, and they want to start teaching. They want to tell, you know, authority what to do. That's why the shepherd, and I was sitting there thinking about it today while outside working, and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, people want to come and tell this man have a track record, our shepherd, years and years of doing this work and running hard after the Most High. And you come in here just a few months, and you want to try to tell, dictate, and tell and see all of the things that you think are flaws and think the ways you think things need to be done. It don't work like that. We got to humble ourselves and sit down and learn and be tutored. We get that from the world, those saints. We get that from the Gentiles. We get that from the heathen out there. And we were warned to not to act like them, to bring that over here. But we got to change our minds. We got to be washed by the water of the word. Hallelujah. The opposite of pride is humble, right? Humility, meek. We hear, who was it, Moses, the meekest man on earth. We hear the words poor. We hear humble. We hear afflicted, meek, poor, needy, poor and weak. Poor, weak, and afflicted, humble, lowly, meek. So we hear these words, right? And they're not really necessarily esteemed too high in this world, right? But among Yah, these are words of honor, right? This is what he can deal with. He can mold this. He can make, shape this type of a person. This one passage right here, this verse, this scripture, this is from 2 Chronicles. This is what dropped in my spirit. And we all heard it. We've heard it many, many times before. When we hear the word spoken from Yah through interpretation of tongues, it should really cause you to tremble. It should really cause you to evaluate yourself to see whether or not, does this apply to me? What area am I falling short? I don't think often we don't really grasp the seriousness of it. You never heard this before. Many of us have never heard this before, especially where a lot of us come from in religion. You never heard the Most High speak like this. I heard a woman say this years and years ago. If there's ever a church out there, an assembly out there who has this gift, the interpretation of tongues, she's like, that is a strong ministry. That's a powerful ministry. God is dealing with them. And here I come to this ministry. The Most High led me the straight way. And I see all of these things happening. I see these gifts. I see it all being made manifest. And we can partake in this. But listen to these words. It says, if my people, Yah's people, right, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. You hear that? Abase themselves, get low. Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. I remember the shepherd telling us some, maybe last year or so, he was telling us that we need to do this, that we need to really focus on this verse here. We need to meditate on it and do it. It's not good enough to just be hearers of the word, but we must also be doers. So we who are Israel, called by Yah's name, we have to humble ourselves. Not only should we humble ourselves, while doing that, we need to be praying, right? Anything that we need to get done, and especially in these end times, we need to be doing it unto prayer, watching unto prayer. Not with our natural eye, but with our spiritual eye. And we have to seek after Yah. We have to seek after him continually, constantly seek his face and turn from our wicked way. See, it's not good enough to go before Yah humble and contrite and to confess and to repent. But also, we got to do something about it. We got to turn. That's why we sing that song, Turn, O Backsliding Children, Turn. What good is it for us to keep making the same mistakes of the past, keep doing the same things that our ancients did? What good is that going to be? It's not acceptable for us, Israel. We've been given too much, so therefore a lot is required of us in this last hour, a lot, quite a bit. So all of the excuses, all of the playing, all of the hypocrisy, all of that stuff has got to come to an end, and it's going to come to an end. We're only seeing the beginning, right? This is only the beginning of birth pains. This is the beginning of sorrows. It's only going to increase. We got to be sure, and we got to be rooted and grounded in the Most High. But we got to be humble as a people. Hallelujah. And I believe that the Most High is going to do something. He is going to cause us to fear him. His fear and his trembling, it's going to come upon this earth. And even us, Israel, it's going to come. It's going to start with us. We must fear Yah. But it also says, and seek my face, and turn thou be sick. Humble thyself before thou be sick. And in time of sins, show repentance. All right? So don't be cheap. Too often, you know, you fall short, you messed up, you made a mistake. Hey, you missed the mark. Humble yourself. Repent. Sirach 18:23. Before thou prayest, before you pray, prepare yourself. So get yourself ready. And be not as one that tempted Yah. Hallelujah. So let us get ourselves ready. Let us get ourselves prepared and ready to pray. This is Ecclesiastes. And it says, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before Yah. For Yah is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Hallelujah. So don't be rash. Don't be speaking any old thing, emptiness, and no substance. Don't let that stuff flow out of your mouth, saying absolutely nothing. You got to speak things of substance. It's always good to remind Yah of his word. Hallelujah. Put him in remembrance of the things that he said, of his promises. Know how to go before him. That's why the word says, prepare yourself. All right. Get ready. Meditate. Know what you're going to say. Know what you're going to do. All right. And know how to come before Yah. A certain way we go before him. Don't go before him all trotting down and defeated, not believing. Because you ain't going to get nothing. You ain't going to get no results. Let's look at an example of Daniel and an example of how he prayed. Let me go. Let me turn that real quick. That's Daniel chapter 9. I'm going to start at verse 3 and I'm going to go to 19. Just listen to the words that he spoke and how he prayed. You can just go any kind of way. You know what I mean? And just to be talking, just to hear himself talk. He was low. He was humble. But yet he is. It was meaningful. And that's, I said, Daniel 9, 3 through 19. So we know Daniel, man. Daniel was beloved of Yah. Daniel was absolutely, he was a faithful man, a devout man. Had a high position in the world, in the government at that time. This man would pray and his prayers would be answered. Hallelujah. So we can learn, so we definitely can learn from him. Hallelujah. So I'm going to start it, like I said, verse 3. And it says, and I set my face unto Yahweh to seek by prayer and supplications. Listen to this, saints, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So right then and there, he's letting you know how he approached the Most High, the creator of all things, how he went to him. Right? And you know one thing about fasting really brings you low. Fasting really gets that flesh under control and causes, you know, you to be focused and to be attentive. And all of those distractions and all of the things, you know, that keep you haughty and keep you prideful, now that goes out the window, clean out the window when you begin to really start fasting. And you can really abase yourself and get before the Most High. Hallelujah. You can think clearly. You can hear from the Most High. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, and I prayed unto Yahweh, my Elohim, and made my confession. You hear that? He made his confession, so he let it be known. And said, O Yahweh, the great and dreadful Yah, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. So you see how he's approaching Yah? He's letting them know. He's like, listen, Yah, you're the one, you know, that the most holy one, most merciful one. You say you keep your covenant and your commandments. Verse 5 says, and we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from your precepts and from your judgments. So he's letting it be known. This is what we've done. Yeah, we're coming before you low and abased. We just admit we have fault here. And verse 6 says, neither have we hearkened unto your servants, the prophets, which spake in your name to our kings and our princes and our fathers and to all the people of the land. O Yahweh, righteousness belongeth unto you, but unto us confusion of faces as at this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. O Yahweh, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. And you see, the thing about this is he's praying on behalf of Israel. This is all of Israel. You know, everybody in Israel is not sinning and not lost and you know, off course and missed the mark. But us as a whole, you see how we got to pray? Who's going to stand in the gap? Who's going to make up the hedge for us all? Is it all right just for, like I always say, sisters to sacrifice and pray and on behalf of Israel? What a man. I hear the word said that men should always pray, always. But it's us as a whole, as a unit, as a group, Israel. Verse 8 says, O Yahweh, to us belong the confusion of face, and to our kings, and to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the master, our Yah, belongeth mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Yah, our El, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey your voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of Yah, because we have sinned against him, and he had confirmed his words, which he spake against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil, for under the whole heaven had not been done as had been done upon Jerusalem. Give me 1 second here. Hallelujah. Verse 13 says, and it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before Yahweh our El, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. So you see what he's saying? He's saying because of all of the stuff that they did, they did not even turn to Yah. They did not even go before him with prayers until it just got too bad. Are we going to be in that state, in that condition, Israel? We foresee the things that are going on. We're getting warnings, right? We see what's happening. We got to turn to Yah. We got to turn to him. And you know what? We got to do this individually. We got to be honest with our own selves, right? As I mentioned before, how it's easy to look at others, right, and to point out all of the flaws. But we got to be honest and look at ourselves and look at what uncleanness that we have going on within us and operating in us. You know, the shepherd brought it out very eloquently yesterday, very easy and well to be understood and comprehended, how, you know, we have all these things that's going on and why our prayers can't be answered. You think y'all going to hear our prayers and we operate in enough forgiveness? You know, we're full of bitterness and we got all this strife and envy and all of these things operating in us. That's not how his people should operate. That should not be named amongst us, Israel. Hallelujah. But keeping in mind what I'm doing, I'm reading here an example of how Daniel prayed, right? And how he didn't just go before Yah with just empty words, right? He's being honest. He's confessing. He's letting y'all know this is what we've done as a people. This is how we fell short. We're coming before you humble. I'm abasing myself. And it continues to verse 14. Therefore had Yah watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, For Yahweh, our El, is righteous in all his works, which he doeth, for we obeyed not the voice, his voice, excuse me. And now, O Yah, our Yah, that has brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has gotten thee renowned as at this day. We have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Yah, according to all your righteousness, I beseech you, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now, therefore, O Yah, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary that is desolate. For Yahweh's sake, O my Yah, incline thine ear and hear. Open your eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you for our righteousness, but for your great mercies. O Yah, hear. O Yah, forgive. O Yah, hearken and do. Before not, for thine own sake, O my Yah, for thy city and thy people are called by your name. Hallelujah. So we can see how we need to approach Yah. Hallelujah. If we're at fault. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Let me read a couple more verses here. Hebrews 4 and 16 tells us that, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. And I definitely know that this is a time of need, whether you think so or not. We need Yah right now. But that word, it says boldly. Let us therefore come boldly. That word boldly, in the Thayer definition, it's the Greek 39:54, freedom in speaking, unreservedness in speech, openly, frankly, without concealment, without ambiguity or circumlocution, or whatever that word is, without the use of figures and comparison, free and fearless, confidence, cheerful, courage, boldness, assurance. So going before Yah boldly, you basically just going before him, just knowing what you're talking about, knowing that you're going to get results, knowing that do we have forgiveness through Yahshua, us in this hour and in this time, but going boldly before him, hallelujah, but we're still humble, we're still abasing ourselves, but we know and we're expecting a change, we know we're wrong, we know we've done missed the mark, hallelujah, but we want to go before him in the right spirit, hallelujah, not speaking anything before him, and just abasing ourselves as a whole, saints, as we read that, like Daniel did, and fasting and sackcloth. I think that's how we need to be as a people. Hallelujah. Truly, truly meek. Truly, truly sorrowful and of a contrite spirit. Saints, give me a second. I'm going to take a break here, and I'll come right back, and we'll finish up. But just really talking here just about humbling ourselves before Yah. As his people in this late hour. We definitely need to hear from him. We need a strong and powerful and mighty move of Yah. We need to fear him. We need to have fear and trembling. We need to really be connected in this hour. It's not the time to be, you know, away from our Yah. It's not the time to be, you know, doing our own thing. We need to be in tune. We need to be obedient. And that's another thing, obedient servants of Yah in this time and in this hour. Hallelujah. Bless you all, and I'll be right back. Give me just a second here and do a ministry break. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Hallelujah, this is Elder Donnie again. I'm your host for the evening on the Straight with Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio, and this is the Brother segment. Hallelujah. So if there's anybody that missed, just talking to us a little bit and really reflecting on just that one verse in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, that we should be humbling ourselves, basing ourselves, and seeking Yah's face. Hallelujah, in this hour and in this time, for many, many different reasons. But number one, to get ourselves clean, get ourselves washed. Hallelujah. And we want to be ready for what comes along the road. Let me read. Excuse me. Sirach 18 and 24. It says, "Think upon the wrath that shall be at the end, in the time of vengeance, when he shall turn away his face. When thou hast enough, remember the time of hunger. And when thou art rich, think upon poverty and need. From the morning until the evening, the time is changed, and all things are soon done before the master. A wise man will fear in everything, and in the day of sinning, he will beware of offense. But a fool will not observe the time." That's what I mentioned to you earlier, saints of the Most High. We know what time frame that we're in. If we've been warned that, you know, this is the beginning of sorrows, if we know that our shepherd just told us just this year, he said it, and we can already see how many changes are taking place in the year of shaking, why would this not cause us to make some drastic changes in our lives, right? If we knew that the master is coming, how should we be acting? How should we be conducting ourselves? Will he find faith when he returns? Let's look at Psalms 31. 31, starting verse 14. It says, "But I trusted in thee, O Yahweh. I said, thou art my times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make your face to shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Yahweh, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is your goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear you, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in you before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife tongues. Blessed be Yah, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou hearest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto you. O love Yahweh, all ye his saints, for Yahweh preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you that hope in Yahweh. Hallelujah. I know I want to be in that number. Hallelujah. I want to be counted as one that is faithful, one that is put the trust in Yah, one that is waiting. Hallelujah. Not as a proud man, but as a humble servant, meek and meek for the master's use. Hallelujah. So saints, I want to encourage y'all as we go forward. I can only imagine that the Most High will continue to, you know, speak to us, that he will continue to give us more and we continue to pour out. Let us take heed, hallelujah, to the warnings. Let us take pay very careful attention to what's said. Let us evaluate ourselves, examine ourselves. And even so, we have our holy feast of the Most High, his feast, approaching us. Let us do that even the more so and be ready. Hallelujah. We always want to hear from the Father. We always do. But let us make ourselves ready. Let us be ready to receive him, receive his word, and just ready. Hallelujah. We should always be ready. Even the more now that we see what's going on. Hallelujah. If we can tell the times and we can see the weather, a lot of brethren in the faith, you know, are always watching the weather, always looking. You know, if we can see that, you know, it's cloudy outside and we see that it's thundering and lightning, it's almost inevitable. We should know that it's about to rain. How is it that now in this time frame that we can't, you know, discern the signs of the times? Hallelujah. We shouldn't be out rioting and living all these different types of ways and in drunkenness and revelings and stuff. And even if we're not doing these things openly, but think about other things. You know, we shouldn't be slandering, gossiping, tale-bearing, you know what I'm saying, and being envious and jealous of one another, bitter and all of these things, hallelujah. We know one thing, Yah knows our heart. He searched the reins, the depths of them all. That's not one thought that escaped him. Hallelujah. So he knows. He knows. He knows us. When we think we're fooling man, we often, quite often, forget about Yah, that he knows all things. And we got to be very careful when we go to him, confessing and repenting, that we're being transparent unto him. Hallelujah. Keeping in mind that he knows all things. So just bless you all, saints. Just a really quick word here. We already been fed the true word, the true living word. By a true shepherd, but this was just dropped in my spirit just to share with you all on this evening, just to keep our hearts and minds, to keep you encouraged, realizing where we're at, realizing what we need to be doing as God's people. We need to be holy, meek, chaste, and set apart, and humble, even more so. It's still too prideful. We're still too, even Shepherd mentioned that on yesterday about pride. Hallelujah. But we got to base ourselves even more so. And come before Yah, and Hallelujah. So let's encourage one another, keep one another lifted, stay constant in prayer, always praying, always praying, always giving thanks, always watching, hallelujah, watching unto prayer, watching with the natural eye, but also we should be watching with the spiritual eye as well, hallelujah. Bless you all, saints, for the Most High, Elder Donnie here, and I'm signing off for this evening. Just want to keep you all encouraged, keep you all, y'all keep striving, hallelujah, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, remembering Christ Jesus, remembering the sacrifice which was paid, which was made for each and every last one of us. A man who knew no sin, hallelujah, came to redeem us, came to save us, because of one drop of blood, hallelujah, was enough, sufficient enough to save us. So we just need to go to him, hallelujah, give him all praise and reverence. Always, we have an advocate with the Father. And as we learned on yesterday, how it was reiterated to us, we have the power to overcome because he overcame. Hallelujah. So there's no reason for us to be living in sin. There's no reason for us to be downtrodden. There's no reason for us to be to keep giving over to, you know, these thoughts that the enemy would submit to our minds and keeping us in a state, a low state of depression, not able to do the work of Yah, not having joy. You know, we got to be watching for the enemy because he's wicked. He submit thoughts all the time. All the time, and a lot of time he's accusing us to the Father, but he also submit thoughts about our brothers and our sisters, you know, and have us bickering and having us against one another. We got to cut this stuff off at the path, at the head, hallelujah, so we can be righteous, knowing how to think, thinking righteously, thinking thoughts that bring about peace, hallelujah, and not death and not strife and not envy, hallelujah. So bless you all, Israel, as a people, as a whole, that we join forces, join closer to one another so we can be closer to Yah. How can we say that we love Yah if we don't love our brother? We don't love our sister who's right here with us. Hallelujah. We're lying. We're lying to ourselves and we are deceived. Glory to the King. So bless you all, Israel. Love you all. And y'all be encouraged this week, all right? Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless y'all, saints, those who are still here. I used to do this a while ago, though. I used to just read something. I want to just read something, just reading. This is from the Apocrypha here. There's 2 Ezra 7, starting at verse 9. Hallelujah. It says, if this city now were given unto a man for an inheritance, if he never shall pass the danger set before it, how shall he receive this inheritance? And I said, it is so, Master. Then said he unto me, even so also is Israel's portion, because for their sakes I made the world. And when Adam transgressed my statutes, then was decreed that now is done. Then were the entrances of this world made narrow, full of sorrow and travail. They are but few and evil, full of perils and very painful. For the entrance of the elder world were wide and sure and brought immortal fruit. If then they that live labor not to enter these straight and vain things, they can never receive those that are laid up for them. Now therefore, why disquietest thou thyself, seeing thou art but a corruptible man? And why art thou moved, whereas thou art but mortal? Why hast thou not considered in thy mind this thing that is to come, rather than that which is present? Then answered I and said, O Master, that bearest rule, thou hast ordained in thy law that the righteous should inherit these things, but that the ungodly shall perish. Nevertheless, the righteous shall suffer straight things and hope for wide, for they that have done wickedly have suffered the straight things, and yet shall not see the wide. And he said unto me, there is no judge above Yah, and none that had understanding above the highest. For there be many that perish in this life, because they despise the law of Yah that is set before them. For Yah had given straight commandment to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. Nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but spake against him and imagined vain things, and deceived themselves by their wicked deeds, and said unto the Most High that he is not, and knew not his ways. But his law have they despised, and denied his covenants in his statutes. Have they not been faithful, and have not performed his works? And therefore, Ezra, for the empty are empty things, and for the full are full things. Behold, the time shall come that which I have told thee shall come to pass, and the bride shall appear, and she coming forth shall be seen, that now is withdrawn from the earth. And whosoever is delivered from the foresaid evils shall see my wonders. For my son Jesus shall be revealed with those that be with him, and they that remain shall rejoice within 400 years. After these years shall my son Christ die, and all men that have life. And the world shall be turned into the old silence 7 days, like as in the former judgments, so that no man shall remain. And after 7 days the world that yet awakeneth not shall be raised up, and that shall die that is corrupt. And the earth shall restore those that are asleep in her, and so shall the dust those that dwell in silence. And the secret places shall deliver those souls that were committed unto them. And the Most High shall appear upon the seat of judgment, and misery shall pass away, and the long suffering shall have an end. But judgment only shall remain. Truth shall stand, and faith shall wax strong. And the work shall follow, and the reward shall be showed, and the good deeds shall be of force, and wicked deeds shall bear no rule. Then said I, Abraham prayed first for the Sodomites, and Moses for the fathers that sinned in the wilderness, and Jesus after him for Israel in the time of Achan, and Samuel and David for the destruction, and Solomon for them that should come to the sanctuary, and Helias for those who received rain, and for the dead, that they might live, and Ezekiah for the people in the time of Sennacherib, and many for many. Even so now, seeing corruption is grown up, and wickedness increased, and the righteous have prayed for the ungodly. Wherefore shall it not be so now also? He answered me and said, this present life is not the end, where much glory doeth abide. Therefore have they prayed for the weak. But the day of doom shall be the end of this time, and the beginning of the immortality for to come, wherein corruption is past, intemperance is at an end, infidelity is cut off, righteousness is grown, and truth is sprung up. Then shall no man be able to save him that is destroyed, nor to oppress him that has gotten the glory. I answered then and said, this is my first and last saying, that it had been better not to have given the earth unto Adam, or else when it was given him, to have restrained him from sinning. For men now in this present time to live in heaviness, and after death to look for punishment. O thou Adam, what hast thou done? For though it was thou that sinned, thou art not fallen alone, but we all that come of you. For what profit is it unto us if there be promised us an immortal time, whereas we have done the works that bring death, and that there is promised us an everlasting hope, whereas ourselves, being most wicked, are made vain, and that there are laid up for us dwellings of health and safety, whereas we have lived wickedly, and that the glory of the Most High is kept to defend them that have led a weary life, whereas we have walked in the most wicked ways of all, and that there should be showed a paradise whose fruit endureth forever, wherein is security and medicine, since we shall not enter into it. For we have walked in unpleasant places, faces of them which have used abstinence shall shine above the stars, whereas our faces shall be blacker than darkness. For while we lived and committed iniquity, we considered not that we should begin to suffer for it after death. Then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle which man that is born upon the earth shall fight, that if he be overcome, he shall suffer as thou hast said. But if he get the victory, he shall receive the thing that I say. For this is the life whereof Moses spake upon unto the people while he lived, saying, choose you life, that you mayest live. Nevertheless, they believed not him, nor yet the prophets after him. No, nor me, which have spoken unto them, that there should not be such heaviness in their destruction, as shall be joy over them that are persuaded to salvation. I answered then and said, I know, Yahweh, that the Most High is called merciful, in that he had mercy upon them which are not yet come into the world, and upon those also that turn to his law, and that he is patient and long-suffering those that have sinned and as his creatures, and that he is bountiful, for he is ready to give where it needed, and that he is of great mercy For he multiplied more and more mercies to them that are present and that are past, and also to them which are to come. For if he shall not multiply his mercies, the world would not continue with them that inherit therein. And he pardoned it. For if he did not so of his goodness, that they which have committed iniquities might be eased of them. The 10,000th part of men should not remain living, and being judged, if he should not forgive them that are cured with his word, and put out the multitude of contentions, there should be very few left peradventure in an innumerable multitude. 2 Ezra 8:57-59. Start at 51. But understand thou for thyself, and seek out the glory for such as be like thee. For unto you is paradise open, the tree of life is planted, the time to come is prepared, plenteousness is made ready, a city is builded, and rest is allowed. Yea, perfect goodness and wisdom. The root of evil is sealed up from you, weakness and the moth is hid from you, and corruption is fled into hell to be forgotten. Sorrows are past, and in the end it showed the treasures of immortality. And therefore ask thou no more questions concerning the multitude of them that perish. For when they had taken liberty, they despised the Most High, thought scorn of his law, and forsook his ways. Moreover, they have trodden down his righteous, and said in their heart that there is no Yah. Yea, and that knowing they must die, for as the things aforesaid shall receive you, so thirst and pain are prepared for them. For it was not his will that men should come to naught, but they which be created have defiled the name of him that had made them, and was unthankful unto him which prepared life for them. And therefore is my judgment now at hand. These things have I not shown unto all men, but unto thee, and if you like thee. Then answered I and said, Behold, O Yahweh, now hast thou showed me the multitude of the wonders which thou wilt begin to do in the last times. But at what time thou hast not showed me. Hallelujah. Bless you, saints. Bless you all. Shalom, shalom.